Welcome to Sundays. We're your hosts. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Steph. We are coming back from our summer hiatus.
It's Woo! Been a minute. Literally, actually, it's not been a minute. It's been months, I think.
No, it's only been 4 weeks.
What? Literally, it's been 4 weeks? Why does it feel like it's been 10 months?
I don't know. It hasn't been that long. But we did take a little summer hiatus because we have been traveling, honestly. We had so much travel and our schedules just did not align. So I think we both were just kind of like, let's pause, enjoy our summer travels, and then come back and tell you guys all about it.
Yeah, basically. And we have been all over the place between Steph and I. I feel like we've traveled for a lifetime in just these 4 weeks. Literally.
I know. Jason's like, don't even bother going anywhere else. Like, you need to stay home and watch these kids.
Except Steph and I are already planning a trip, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. That too. But I'll have to, you know, figure out the kids. Because he's like, can I get a trip in, please?
I love it. Okay, let's start off. Let's talk about where we went and what we did. Because we have so much to catch up on. It's insane. Okay, so Steph, where did you go first?
Okay, so my first trip, because where I left off on the pod, I think I had just come back from Miami with some girlfriends and we had a great time. And then after that, I went to Vegas to see Usher. Ooh. And if you guys remember our first episode, I asked Sarah, where was Usher at 7 o'clock on the dot? And she didn't know. And
and I still don't know. And I don't care. I think I saw Steph's like stories from Vegas. And I was like, I still don't know where he was. And I don't care.
Oh my gosh. But it was such a fun show. It was a fun trip. I went with my high school bestie. Actually, my childhood bestie, because I've known her for a very long time since we met in like the third grade basketball. And so we've just been friends ever since. And so we went to see Usher in Vegas. We had a Carbone night.
Our Hell first yeah. night. Oh my gosh.
So Carbone. Fun. Yeah.
How's Vegas Carbone?
Delicious. Shay had me a little nervous because Shay was like, she had a terrible experience. They sent dishes back. So I was a little nervous. I'm not going to lie.
Wow.
That's one of our friends. So she had a different experience than I had, and I'm kind of grateful for that. But I had a really great dinner, and it was a beautiful way to kick off our trip. Mind you, it is very hot. We went in July. This was like the very beginning of July. And so like we saw all these people out by the pool looking fabulous, you know, turning up, having a good time. And, you know, we tried to join them for a little while, but it was so freaking hot. I was like, this is not enjoyable for me. I'm just like.
Why didn't you go in the pool?
I did get in the pool. You know what? My friend, she's even crazier than I am. You know how I like to sleep on like 75. She was in the hot tub. She got in the hot tub.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, I can barely breathe out here. And you're in the hot tub, honey.
Yeah. That's a lot. I don't know. I can't understand these people. I'm always hot, though. That's just, like, something that, like, my mom was always hot. My grandmother was always hot. So, like, it's just, like, genetically, I'm always hot. So I was just, like, thinking about being in a hot tub and, like, sweltering Vegas dry desert heat is just, like, making me sweat.
Oh, my gosh.
Thinking about it.
Yeah, I joined her and it was like, okay, I was like, I'm not dying, but I feel like the pool is more enjoyable.
I love it. Yeah.
So we did that the first day, a little pool situation followed by Carbone. And then the next day was Usher day. We were literally there for 48 hours. So it was just a very quick in and out trip. But on Usher day, we had like just a little short pool day. A little walking around and then started getting ready for the show. And when I tell you, it was like probably one of the best shows I have seen. And I feel like I've seen a lot of performers.
I've heard his residency is amazing, actually, just from a non-biased perspective. Everybody says it, that he's just great.
Yeah, it was such a good performance. I mean, like, if you can go, I would say find a way to go. It is completely sold out in the U.S., but he has shows in Paris. And I literally, when I, as soon as I left the show, I was looking at tickets and trying to figure out how can I get back here to see it again. It was going to cost me, like, in Vegas, I guess it wasn't completely sold out. It was sold out for me because I wasn't going to pay $2,500 just for, you know, to see him again. Right, it was like, it was so expensive. But for Paris, he has shows in Paris. And I'm just like, oh, do I want to go to Paris and see Usher again?
Maybe. I mean, you've been telling me, like, tickets for concerts in Europe are, like, significantly less expensive than the US, correct?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could set, you don't have to be, like, super close to see Usher. Like, I think it was like 150 euros to be kind of far away, and then like 700 euros to be kind of in like his VIP section, very similar to the seats we had when we were there in Vegas. Mm-hmm. And so, but of course, then you have to factor in actually traveling there and staying, because you don't want to, I wouldn't travel to Paris for 48 hours. Like, I would want to be there for a little bit of time. So it kind of adds up there too. But if I can find a way, you guys might see me in Paris.
I love it. Maybe I'll be there. At that point, I might care because it's Paris.
But yeah, it was such a good show. I had so much fun. And I guess the only downside was that when I got home, I found out I had COVID. And so I was
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I was down and out for like a week and a half. Like, I had a bad cough leading up to the trip, but I didn't really have any like bad symptoms. I just kind of had like a cough that I could not get rid of. And then when I got home from Vegas, that's when it kind of got worse. And I was like, okay, I need to go seek professional help. And sure enough, your girl had COVID. So,
oh goodness. Yeah, it's funny. I kind of got COVID later in the game. Like, I really avoided it for like a good 2.5 years. And same. I got COVID like this year.
Yeah. I honestly, like, it didn't even cross my mind that it could possibly be COVID. That's how, like, far removed I was from it. I'm like, are people still getting COVID? Like, what?
Right? Same.
But yeah, because I never got it during the height of everything. And then, of course, you know, then get it.
Which I think is, like, super common now. I think, like, I mean, it's kind of dwindled down to a flu almost, you know? So it's just like, okay, well, if you get it, you get it.
Yeah.
Like, luckily, I think we've all built, like, herd immunity that it's not going to be life-threatening.
Yes. Fingers crossed it stays that way. But
yes.
Yes. I had a good time in Vegas. Okay, so I did Vegas, and then you went somewhere. Where did you go?
I was in New York, and I hadn't been to New York City for, like, a year. And for me, I feel like that's a long time. I love New York. I love to visit. I always just love to visit, though. I don't think I could personally live there. But I love to go for like 3 days, like a quick in and out trip where I just live my best life in New York and then come back home. And I actually ended up going with one of my blogger friends. I don't know if you know Madiha, Steph. Like, I'm not sure if you've met her personally, but she's super fun. And her family has an apartment there. And I'm like, why do you not go more often if your family has an apartment there? Because if mine did, I would be there like every weekend.
Yeah.
Anyways, so she's like, oh, yeah, I have to go and take some PR meetings. Do you want to go? And it just happened to be at the same time that I was invited for Pinterest, like a Pinterest had a conference. So I got invited to that. And like, it just happened like super spontaneously. We met up for lunch. She was telling me about her family's apartment. Then she was telling me she's going to New York. And it happened to be on the same weekend that I was going. So she invited me to just come and stay with her. So we went and it was fun. We took some PR meetings. It was like kind of like a work slash fun trip. We ate at Carbone. I mean, Carbone New York is like so difficult to get a hold of, reservations and stuff. I felt like truly like the gods were shining down on us because we signed up for like a random day and we're like, well, we don't really have high hopes. But we ended up getting a reservation for lunch and it was fantastic. It always is. Like, spicy rigatoni will have my heart forever.
So good.
So good. And then like, we basically made it like a foodie trip. We're like, we're just going to go to like all these hole in the wall places because, you know, there's never a shortage of food in New York. So we tried all these like little spots that we wanted to go to, some bagels, some pasta. It was a great time. And that was the weekend when the Canadian wildfires happened.
Oh no.
And the sky was like orange and foggy, and Medea and I are just like so oblivious to what's happening.
Like, and you were still walking around?
We were just walking around and like, I'm like, what is happening? This is ridiculous. Let me look at the news. And it was like, apparently that day, New York had the worst air quality in the world.
I know. That's why I'm like, you were out walking around breathing that in?
Yeah, for like a little, maybe more than I did. But then we got masks or whatever. Like, that was our last day. We were also freaking out we wouldn't be able to fly out because they had temporarily grounded all flights. So it was like a whole situation, but it worked out. People were still out. So yeah, that's where it started, like a quick 3-day trip.
Well, that sounds fun. I love New York too. I kind of miss it. I haven't been in a while, longer than I usually, you know, would go because I don't travel there for work anymore. It's been a while. So we need to plan a New York trip.
We definitely do. Maybe Fashion Week. Maybe before Fashion Week. I don't know.
I was going to say before. We don't want to be caught up in all the hoopla. We want to get there literally. Before, for sure. Okay. Well, that's fun. And then you came home and then I left town again.
Yeah. Basically. After you recovered from COVID while I was in New York.
Yes. Girl, I was popping vitamins like they were candy. I'm like, okay, I got to get this zinc in me, this equinacea.
You're like, anything to help me heal, please.
Yes. My sister was like, you know, the most effective way to do this is to, you know, take it all the time to be more preventative. And I was like, well, yeah, duh. But right now I'm just trying to recover. I got to be in Jamaica.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yes. Your Jamaica trip looked insane. I want to go so bad. I still have never been to Jamaica.
I love it. I love the culture. I love the people. The food is amazing. We had such a good time. We stayed at the Hyatt Zilara. So there's a Hyatt Ziva and a Hyatt Zilara, and basically the resorts are connected, but the Ziva side is like a family resort. So there's children allowed on that side. Mm-hmm. And then on the Zilara side, it's adult only. So that's where my friends and I were. And, you know, we just like, we had the best time. And it's such a beautiful property. It's so well maintained. We just really enjoyed it because we always do Mexico. Like, we take a girls trip every year. And we've been going to Mexico since 2018. And that was just kind of like our spot because it's such an easy, quick flight from Dallas. But we wanted to try something different this year and, you know, switch it up. It's our 35th birthday year. We're all turning 35 this year. And so, yeah, I'm already 35. My other friend just turned 35 on Friday. And then our other friend, she turns 35 in September. So we went and just, you know, we're usually tequila girlies and we transformed into rum girlies for this trip.
I love it. Gotta stay on point with the culture.
Yes, we completely aligned with the culture.
I love it.
We immersed ourselves.
You immersed yourselves, yes.
But the food is so good. Jerk chicken. So good. There's these like little bread things.
The beaches looked phenomenal. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Food and the beaches. What else can you ask for? You just get food coma and you go lay on the beach.
Exactly. It was so fun. And there were like, I loved being on the adult only side. No kids allowed. People were just like lit and having so much fun. That's all. Like, what more could you ask for real? But I had a good time. I really wanted to, you know, plan out some really cute outfits and take some cute photos. So I love being able to travel with this group of people, because even though they aren't like content creators, they don't mind helping me out with some photos. I also bought a tripod because I didn't want to be a nuisance. There were so many girlies there, like taking photos, and you know, I felt really at home. I didn't feel like anybody was looking at me crazy. Although the Jamaicans were kind of like, "What are you guys doing? You Americans."
I feel like the Jamaicans aren't used to the influencer culture yet.
Well,
not that we're crazy influencer culture, you know. Yeah.
It was all in their face. But yeah, we had a really good time. I love it. I'm already like looking at this resort for our family vacation. I want to take my family back to the Hyatt Ziva side, so the kids side. And, you know, hopefully that'll work out because we have a little fall break coming up in October.
Oh, they would love that.
Yeah. So, because the boys have done Jamaica when we used to go on cruises. We used to do a cruise every year before COVID. Mm-hmm. And we just kind of stopped once COVID hit and started just doing, going directly to a resort. But yeah, we would love that. I think the boys would love it. Jason and I haven't been to Jamaica since like 2018 or 19. Mm-hmm. That's the last time we did a little trip there. So yeah, good times. We had a really fun time.
I mean, I feel like girls' trips are always so nice for the soul. Like this time when I went to New York, I actually met one of my friends who came from LA, and then Medeha introduced me to some of her friends in New York. So it was just really nice to be with just girls. Sometimes it's just so good for the soul, you know?
Yeah, and I'm glad you had a better New York experience than the last New York experience you had on a girls' trip.
Oh my God, no shade. I was like trying to not bring that up. I had a massive fight with one of my best friends. Listen to our friendship breakup episode, okay?
Yeah.
It's on that. It's like I'm spilling the tea. And yeah, it was kind of crazy. But oh, one more thing I wanted to talk to you guys about. When you go to New York, if you haven't visited the Beekman Hotel, oh my God, it's in the financial district. You have to go. It's stunning. I was on like visual overload. It's beautiful. Just go there and have drinks at their bar. It's so swanky. It's so chic. We need to go back, Steph. It was stunning, stunning, stunning. That was like one of my favorite things I did in the entire New York trip this time.
Ooh, okay. I've heard of it. I just don't, I don't think I've ever stayed there. So yeah, I'll have to definitely check it out.
Yep.
Okay. So I come back from, or I came back, and then where did you go next?
Pakistan. Actually, so yeah, this is like crazy, right? Like then I decided to fly across the world. So I was actually going to go to Pakistan for one of my cousin's wedding. If you guys don't know, I'm originally from Pakistan. I came to the US at 19 as an international student for my undergraduate degree. So I was born and raised in Pakistan. I went to high school in Pakistan. I graduated and then I moved here all by myself without my family to start a whole new life. And here I am. But yeah, so like a lot of my family still lives in Pakistan, or majority of my family still lives in Pakistan. And one of my cousins was getting married, my little baby cousin, who is not such a baby and makes me feel like I'm an old grandma at this point.
Oh.
So she was getting married. So we went back for her wedding. And then I decided that while we're going to be taking this long trip across the world, to fly Turkish Airlines to go there. And Turkish Airlines has a stopover in Istanbul, and they usually just for like $100 more, you could do a 3-day layover. And the flight from Houston to Pakistan is like about 24 hours with like all the layover, fly time, whatever. It's pretty intense on your body. So we decided it'd be a good idea to stop over in Istanbul for like 3 days to kind of break up our flight. I'd been to Istanbul before, but I hadn't been since I think 2013 or 2014. So it's been a minute. And we went in the heat of the summer. I remember it was so hot. It was just unbearable. And we had to cancel a lot of excursions. Like we'd been gone with Rami's family. It was nice, but all I remember from that trip is just the heat. But this time was a completely different experience because we went in May. So it was kind of like the shoulder season between spring and summer. So like it was kind of like California weather where it would be chilly in the mornings and it would warm up to about like 85-ish and then be chilly at night again. It was just beautiful weather. And we had an amazing time. If you guys have ever been to Turkey, you have to go because it's such like a unique country because of its geographical setting. There's like an east side where it's connected to like a large Muslim population, and then there's a west side. So even in, like, for example, Istanbul as a city has an east side and a west side. So the west side is more European and the east side is more like Middle Eastern with all the mosques, etc. It's really beautiful. It's like this amazing blend of culture. I love to see everybody coexist. We had a great time. Rami and I are foodies. We always try to find the best food spots. I had just searched and searched and searched TikTok for the best recommendations, and they did not let me down. Let me tell you, TikTok is so legit with their recommendations. I had the best kebab I've ever had in my entire life. Like, it was so good. I still dream about it. Like, it's so, so, so good. And, like, Rami and I don't even eat a lot of meat. Like, we try to stay plant-based as much as possible, except for, like, when we're traveling, you know, because you can't really be so picky about food. So, as Kim Kardashian says, she's a flexitarian, where she's, like, vegan sometimes and sometimes not. And I feel like I'm the same way. Like, I try to be vegan as much as possible, unless, like, if I'm really craving a good burger or whatever, I'll eat it, but it's not always. Anyways, the best kebab ever. And then, like, we had these things called chig barek, which is, like, a puff pastry filled with, like, they have, like, different fillings. They have, like, a meat filling, a cheese filling, and a potato filling. So good. They have apple tea. I've never had apple tea before. It's just, like, oh, it just tasted like a lot of apples just, like, seriously boiled together for hours and hours and hours, just infused. It was delicious.
That sounds delicious. So you know, good. When I think of, there's, like, all this stuff online about people who fly home from Turkey, and they're coming back recovering from a surgery. Have you seen that?
Yes. It's like, okay, so plastic surgery, I guess, is like a big business in Turkey because they're doing a lot of hair transplants for men. I know somebody, like one of our family friends, went there for a hair transplant. And like Turkey actually sells it as like a package deal. Like you go there, like airfare is covered. Like it's all in like one price. It's like you buy your hair transplant with a package to tour Italy, like your airfare is included and then your hotel's included and your
oh my gosh,
it's like a deal. So there are a lot of men going to get hair transplants there. Listen, I was like shook, okay, because I was like, I mean, why would you go all the way to Turkey if you want to get a hair transplant?
But that's my question.
His hair looks so good.
Oh my god,
his hair looks like Scott Disick's, like it's never quitting.
What about the follow-up appointments?
I have no, like, I guess there's no follow-up. They just set you up for life.
Oh my gosh.
I actually don't know if there are follow-up appointments for a hair transplant, but maybe he just went to a doctor here for that. But hilarious, right? But yeah, yeah, I guess like that's a big export for Turkey, I assume.
Yeah, no, I wondered about that because that's kind of like what I see or hear the most from Turkey, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's nice, like seeing your images and pictures online, it's such a beautiful place.
Yeah, that, it's stunning.
Like, there's more to it, you know? And so I think that's nice that you were showing like, you know, your side of the trip.
Yeah, for sure. And then also I would say like, oh, here's one thing I learned. If you're going to go shopping for designer stuff, do not shop it in Turkey. It's extremely expensive. You know that Chanel bag that I bought on my trip?
Uh-huh.
So I realized that Shea paid like $1,000 less over here, like retail for it. And I was like, this is stupid because I ended up buying it for like $1,200 or $1,500 more than it would have been in the U.S.
But wait, so I thought you said yours had the metal handle because hers didn't have a metal handle.
Yes, actually, that's true. There was like a little bit of a discrepancy in the price because then I was speaking to one of my other friends about it and she said that the metal handle is a little bit more expensive. But I still think, like, I think I saw the exact same bag on the Chanel website because I was like really paranoid. And I might have saved a little bit of money, but I think I ended up overpaying a little bit, even with the tax back situation. So I would recommend not to buy it in Turkey. Also, like the airport, like the tax back is not as streamlined as it is in different European countries. Like Italy, like you don't even have to, I guess like people go to Italy to shop. Like literally it's, I feel like personally it's the best place in the world to shop for designer stuff. Like probably Italy or like Paris, but I would think like the tax back was not as streamlined. They kept sending me from like one place to the other place at the airport and it was stupid. So I was like, I don't think I would ever, even if I came back, I don't think I would ever purchase anything designer from here unless it's like airport duty free because then you're like completely exempt from tax, you know? Then you don't have to worry about that kind of headache. And then we stayed at this beautiful Airbnb. It had panoramic views. It was so nice. I also stayed at the Soho House for one night. The Soho House in Istanbul is so nice. And then Chicconi's is like a restaurant of Soho House. Have you ever been to a Chicconi's before, Steph?
No, I haven't.
So it's Italian food. It's divine. And then the way the Istanbul Soho House is, there's a members only building. And then the other Soho House is actually a hotel. So if you're not a member, I think you can still stay at that hotel. But you don't have access to like the member only parts, and you can go and get a reservation at Chicconi's as well. And I loved it. It was so good. And then, oh my God, there are animals everywhere. There are like little cats everywhere and little dogs everywhere. And I love that they just coexist. Like everybody just has bowls of food and water out for all the pets. And they're just like roaming the city, eating away, living their best life. I loved it. Rami and I went to this cheesesteak place. Okay, TikTok did let me down on one of their recommendations. So we went to this cheesesteak place and it was absolutely nasty. So I decided I'm just gonna take it home and no, actually what happened was it was so gross that Rami and I took a bite and I was like, Rami, I cannot finish this right now. It's so gross. It's not worth the calories. I'm not gonna eat this. So then we felt really embarrassed because we had just sat down and we each took a bite and we're like, oh, we need to leave. Like, it's so bad.
Oh my gosh.
So like we were like, can you just wrap this up? And we pretended like we're just gonna take it home and eat it at home.
And you threw it away.
Like, no. So then we walked to like where our Airbnb was and there's like this like little party of cats hanging around. And I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna give these cats my cheesesteak. And then we're gonna go have dinner. So I open the box and I leave it out for these cats to go at it. And one of the cats was just like, this is mine. And it pounces on it. It's like fighting all the other cats for it or whatever. So then we leave. We go have like a dinner somewhere else. We come back and the box is empty. And this cat is laying next to it and just like the in a food coma.
Oh my gosh.
Hilarious. This cat had a time.
Oh my gosh. Was it the same cat that pounced on the box?
Oh yeah. There was one other cat just like looking at it like, dude, are you okay?
Oh my gosh.
It was not moving so very well after it ate all the cheesesteak. But oh yeah, one other thing I have to tell you guys. If you go to Turkey, make sure you take a good pair of walking shoes, because that's where you're going to have to be in 100% of the time. Like, I would have a small tote bag that I would put my sandals in, and then I would get to dinner, then take my sneakers off, put on my sandals for dinner. Then I was done with dinner. I would put my sneakers back on and walk back home, because it is just, like, there are hills everywhere. There's so much walking. It's completely accessible by foot. So you walk a lot, but you have to take a good pair of walking shoes.
That's a good note.
Yeah. And then we went to Pakistan, and Pakistan is home for me. So I was just spoiled out of my mind. Like, I was just eating and sleeping and relaxing. And then the wedding, we were so busy. But yeah, that was our trip. I always tell Rami, like, Pakistan is not sustainable for me for more than 10 days because I have literally no self-control when I go home. I want to eat everything. I'm like, I can't be eating like this for more than 10 days. Like, I need to be physically removed from the country.
Oh my goodness.
Otherwise, I'll gain so much weight. So yeah, we came home after 10 days. It was great. It was glorious. But yeah, that's where we've been, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed our intense like recap of why there was a lull for 4 weeks.
Yes.
But we're back.
You traveled further.
Yeah.
But I think we both had a really good time, it sounds like.
Yeah, I'm glad we kind of just took this time off and just focused on enjoying life.
Yeah, a little summer break. Nothing wrong with that.
We hope you guys are having a good summer. It's almost the end. Kids are going back to school. Steph, how do you feel?
Oh, man. I feel like I'm ready for them to go back, but I am going to miss it. We're like winding down, you know, Jay's going to eighth grade. So then we only have eighth grade and then, of course, the high school years.
Oh, goodness. I can't believe your kids.
I know.
One of your kids is in high school. Crazy. Well,
going to be in,
oh,
in
yeah.
next school year. So I just feel like this,
okay.
Yeah, the summers are winding down. You know, I feel like we've got to really enjoy the moment. And that's why, like, we're trying to do a family trip every year and, you know, just to have that time. So,
yeah, I mean, actually, I don't have kids, but I think about it and it's like, it's kind of sad because, like, you really, what do you have, like 18, 19 years with your child, you know, when they're like actually yours?
Yeah.
You know? It's kind of, I mean, they'll always be your kids, but you know what I mean? Like, they have their whole full lives after that.
Yeah, exactly. So we're just, you know, enjoying the moment. I am kind of like, I know they're ready to go back to school for sure, but I'm definitely going to like miss having them around.
So, and then Zoe is in her Minnie Mouse era. I saw on your stories today. It's so cute. I love it.
Oh my gosh. Yes, she is definitely in her Minnie Mouse era. She is loving all things
everything
Minnie Mouse.
I love it. Yes. I like one of our best friends, like their daughter, their four-year-old is obsessed with Elsa and she wants everything Elsa. So I feel like I know this face so well. It's the sweetest little thing. They're just like, everything needs to be branded with what they're obsessed with.
I know. And I'm like, I can't do Minnie Mouse sheets and comforter, but I did get her like a little Minnie Mouse doll to put in her bed. I'm like,
so
girl.
Cute. She probably was dying for it.
Oh, yeah. She was so excited. I did a little Walmart delivery and the delivery person pulled it out for her. And she was like, is this for you? And so I was like,
ah. I love it. That's really sweet.
A little fangirl moment.
Oh, life is so easy when you're a young man.
I know.
I love it.
Good times. Okay, well, we are back from our little summer hiatus. I hope you guys had an amazing summer and that you enjoyed the last few weeks. We've got fall approaching. Not anytime soon in Texas, though. We're still over 100 degrees every day, which is why, like, whenever I see all these people styling fall fashion, I struggle with it because I'm just
it is so hot.
It is so hot.
Although I'm so ready for fall. It's like my favorite time of the year.
I have some fun with my fall fashion. So we'll definitely have to talk about that on the pod, get you guys geared up for fall fashion. But in the meantime, enjoy the rest of your summer. Thanks for listening to our summer travel recap.
Yeah, and we have a lot more content coming for you. And I know we sound like broken records, but if you haven't rated us or reviewed us, please do so. On Apple or Spotify, however you're listening to this podcast, it honestly helps us out so much. And we're so grateful for you. If you've listened up until now, thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts. And we'll see you guys soon.
Yes. Talk to you next Sunday.
Bye.